Late Friday afternoon, news reports said Samak Sundaraway dropped his bid to be re-elected Prime Minister. Earlier in the day, five coalition parties withdrew their support for him, and at least 70 members of his People Power Party also defected. The parliamentary session to re-elect Mr. Samak Sundaraway earlier Friday lasted less than half an hour. House Speaker Chai Chitchob abruptly adjourned the meeting. The Speaker says that because there are not enough members present, the vote will be delayed. A new vote will take place next Wednesday. The PPP had sought to re-elect Mr. Samak after a constitutional court this week ruled he had to resign because he had violated conflict of interest rules. Protesters demanding Mr. Samak's resignation have been camped on the grounds of the government's main administration building since late August. Baisak Chunawan, a parliamentary member from the opposition Democrat Party, says protesters will wait to see who the PPP selects as its next candidate.
Things are in a bit of a confusion for the time being. And it all boils down to the fact that the conflict is within the PPP. The result of a failed, session this morning at the parliament.
Sompop Manorangseng, an economist at Chulalongkorn University, says many Thais want a candidate who is less confrontational than Mr. Samak.
The latter stubborn to re-propose Mr. Samak to be prime minister because given the continuing conflict that have been taking place here in this country for several months, so they should have some new change that acceptable among the people, particularly the people in the more educated areas, like here in the urban areas.
The business community and other community leaders urge the PPP to select someone other than Mr. Samak. The Thai economy, especially tourism, has been hit by the political tension. Anti-government protesters say the PPP acts for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who fled to Britain last month during a corruption trial. Mr. Thaksin says he is innocent and accuses the judiciary of bias. News reports say he had urged the PPP to back Mr. Samak. Thai politics has been deeply divided since Mr. Thaksin was elected in 2001. His policies of aiding farmers and providing low-cost health care won the support of urban working class and many in the rural regions. Same voters had backed Mr. Samak. But the urban middle class accuses Mr. Thaksin of being authoritarian and corrupt. He was ousted in a coup in September 2006. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.